Greetings, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio. We've got another great show tonight. We've got some, you might say, the top of the field medical breakthroughs happening here tonight that we wanted to cover. And, you know, medical practices that really should be being done here in the U.S., but unfortunately it's not. And as in so many things that work and so many therapies that work, they have to be done out of the country. So tonight we're going to beautiful Mexico and to different parts of Mexico. We're going to Sayulita, where I spend a lot of time in the summer. I mean, actually the winter, it's summer down there, but for me compared to this place. But we've got Chantal Galvin from the Mariposa Metaspa, and we also have Dr. Diego Navarro here to assist also in some of the technical explanations. So I'm going to skip a lot of the other things I wanted to do on the introduction and just go straight to the information. So, Chantal, are you with us?
Yes, James, I'm with you. Good evening. Nice to hear your voice.
Yeah, good to hear from you again. Can you talk a little bit about the Mariposa Metaspa and some of the things that you offer there?
Yes, Mariposa Metaspa is a small alternative wellness holistic center. And what we do is specialize in treatments for cleansing and detoxifying the body. We make a bigger emphasis on stimulating your immune system, helping you to recover and maintain health. So we combine a lot of different therapies here. We use only alternative. We don't like allopathic solutions. We have a lot of things at our disposal here that are not as readily available in the United States. And so we do a holistic approach to your wellness. We're a small facility that have been here in Nayarit and Jalisco for more than 16 years, and we have many different kinds of therapies available to people that are coming from all over. We see a lot of people come from the United States because they can't get the kind of services that have been kind of everyday mainstream in Mexico for the longest time.
Mm-hmm. And some of the things that you do there, I know you do chelation therapy.
Yeah, we do.
And then ozone therapy and some of the other things. I know you have stem cells. So maybe we can go through all three of those therapies, maybe starting off with the chelation therapy, and we can talk a little bit about, you know, why somebody would want to do chelation therapy and what are the health benefits of chelation therapy.
Okay. Diego, Dr. Diego Navarro, he's on the other line. Diego,
okay.
Do you want to give us a little background about why chelation therapy is a good health benefit?
Yeah, sure. First, I want to thank you all on the radio to call us to explain all these therapies that we are doing. The chelation, it's a therapy that it's been used in 1950 to remove all the heavy metals that you get for the environment. So mm-hmm. You can get rid of metals like arsenic, lead, mercury, cadmium, nickel, and aluminum, and other heavy metals that cause intoxication. Mm-hmm. It's a therapy that is available in all countries, but the problem is they only use it in hospitals where the people have present symptoms from disease. So mm-hmm. What we do here is to prevent all these symptoms and all this disease, taking out the heavy metals from the body. It also helps to eliminate the plaques from calcium that you get on the arteries, even from the heart, from the brain, or from the legs.
Okay.
Yeah.
And James, what we're getting a lot of interest in are Americans that are especially concerned about chemtrails. That's one of the big interests that we're getting, and they want to know what they can do to take some of these heavy metals, like aluminum particularly, and mercury and the barium that are coming out of the skies, and see if they can detoxify them. And the chelation first of all, will bind those heavy metals, and it's passed out through the urine to take those heavy metals out of the system.
Mm-hmm.
And we combine that chelation for these particular questions with the ozone therapy, and the two of them together work very quickly and pretty effectively for especially the heavy metal, but a lot of arterial problems. People in their 40s, 50s, and 60s that have plaque in the arteries, it's a marvelous way to prevent ongoing and prevention of future problems that would be with your coronary arteries.
Yeah, a lot of people that, I mean, most of my listeners are all very aware of what chemtrails are. There might be one or two that aren't aware of it. And just go ahead and type in chemtrails, Google it, and you'll see, you know, go to William Thomas or Clifford Carnicom's site, and they'll inform you as to exactly what's in the chemtrails. And, you know, they are measuring the snowpacks here, and they're finding over 6,000 times the toxic levels of aluminum, barium, and strontium in these samples. And the only way they could get there would be from the sky. I mean, there's no mining operations up there or anything else. So, you know, it's a no-brainer, basically. So what I'd like to get into is what are, you know, some of the dangers and the effects of these heavy metals in the body. I mean, what actually do they do to you when they start accumulating on high levels?
I'll let Dr. Navarro tell you some of the deep dangers of the heavy metal accumulation in the body. Diego?
Well, the problem with the accumulation of heavy metals, first, is that they interfere with the nutrition and the oxygenation from the cells to the blood system and vice versa. And what happens, you can have regular symptoms like simple headaches until disease in the nervous system. It's something that it's really hard to make follow because all the diseases that are chronic right now have a lot of factors. That when you do these treatments to people that have disease like Alzheimer's or heart failure, they improve a lot. So we believe that all these chronic disease from the neural system and the cardiovascular system have really to do with the toxic and heavy metal.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the particularly heavy metals, like let's take lead, for example. Mm-hmm. If you have some of the symptoms for lead toxicity include things like headache, depression, insomnia, fatigue, dizziness, confusion. Some of these symptoms may look to people like maybe some dementia or early Alzheimer's. Heavy metals in the system like lead or mercury, aluminum, cadmium, plutonium, uranium, those kinds of things will present and debilitate the person. So the symptoms, if they're presented like that, the real only way to tell is to have it tested. There's hair testing, there's urine testing, there's blood testing. So you actually need to go and find out if you have this heavy metal problem, because your doctor, a normal doctor, if you go in the United States, usually they don't test for these heavy metals. We don't normally test for them here unless a person has particularly been exposed to a radiation accident of some sort, or chemicals, or it works in mining, or works in a factory where they use a lot of lead. So they don't really think about these symptoms in relating them to heavy metals. So it's one of the things that people really aren't too aware of, and you have to ask to be tested for these things.
Yeah, I agree 100%. I know my brother and I, Jay went and had tested, and he found out they had high levels of uranium in his system, and we were raised in the high desert, and when we were kids, you know, they were doing atomic bomb tests, and, you know, the winds are blowing that stuff all over the place, so we're trying to figure out where we got all this, you know, uranium, and right now with the, you know, the Fukushima meltdown, you know, even the milk up here isn't safe to drink anymore. I think it's something like 3,000 times the accepted level of uranium in it, or whatever else is in there. I don't know, some kind of you know, atomic meltdown products that we're throwing into the sky.
Well, but, yeah, there's a lot of cesium and iodine, radioactive iodine that's you know, already in the atmosphere, and they're testing positive in places like Los Angeles and Phoenix and San Francisco. So it's there.
Oh, yeah.
All you have to do is turn on your television set. The mainstream news doesn't really like to talk about it.
No.
Because we don't think there's an organism in place that's going to say, hey, you know, you've got heavy metals in your systems. You need to go and have this kind of therapy. They're pretty much ignoring it at this point. I don't see anything on the news that addresses citizens' problems about having these heavy metals from this Fukushima, especially.
Well, there's nothing here in the States. That, as a matter of fact, the president came on and said that we would absolutely have no problem whatsoever and that we wouldn't receive any fallout from Fukushima. But unfortunately, all the private people that have Geiger counters are going off the scale with it, and they are finding heavy levels, you know, in the milk and other things. So again, you know, we all know how that goes. They never really tell us the truth, and they want to, you know, keep the status quo going uninterrupted, and they want everybody just to keep shopping, basically. And they don't want to interfere with that. But
yeah, you're watching American Idol. That fixes all the problems.
Yeah.
And one thing that I wanted to make sure that you understood what we do is a basic philosophy down here is it's real simple. Clean the body, keep the body clean, detoxify it, and stimulate your immune system. And it sounds real simple, and it can be real simple once you get into a routine of it, because heavy metals and toxins in the body will keep your body working at a minimum subsistence level. So if you don't pay attention to your diet, and, you know, frankly, you have to be really careful with the diet because there's a lot of food additives in most of the food that you eat, milk, the fluoride in the water that's standard fare for the United States. You know, fluoride's not good for the body. It's one of the things that is used for your teeth, supposedly. But,
it's a rat. It's actually a rat poison. They use it for rat poison. But they do treat us like you know, rats and insignificant bugs anyway.
But, well, you know, again, if you have a clean water supply, which doesn't include having fluoride in it, and watch the food that you eat and take some of these toxins out of your body, you can start to get better. But if you don't, the accumulation of the heavy metals in your system, it goes really fast. And so there are some very simple things that we can use in chelation therapy. And Diego, why don't you tell us about what kinds of things are used in these chelating products?
Great.
Well, the most important agent that we use in chelation is the EDTA. There is two classes of them, the calcium and the sodium one. We prefer to use the sodium or because it have more applications for different heavy metals. That even sometimes the calcium EDTA, you can pass it faster, even in 30 minutes. So into this solution, we also put magnesium, B-complex, and some other substance that helps you to detox your body.
Mm-hmm. And so all those seem to bind and pull the heavy metals out of your system.
Yeah, that's correct, because to chelate means to bind. And Vitamin C. Vitamin C is another wonderful thing to chelate heavy metals. But the EDTA is generally what's used in combination with different other amino acids and B vitamins. There are cocktails that are pretty standard in the chelation protocol. You know, chelation's been around for a really long time. It was first used extensively in Germany in the 1930s, and it came to the United States in the late 1940s after the Second World War to take care of the lead and heavy metal problems in the factory workers that were working during the Second World War to make tanks and that sort of thing. So in the early days of chelation, they were using quite a bit of it in the United States, and then they stopped. So it's been around. It's not a dangerous thing. There's an intravenous chelation and the oral chelation, of course. But if you're sick, of course, you want to do something that makes you better faster. The other things that we use in conjunction with this, again, the ozone therapy, we use a lot of that. It's an oxygen molecule that's an O3 molecule that is another chelator, as it was. It binds heavy metals, but it also helps to oxygenate your blood. Oxygenating your blood helps your body stimulate its own immune system because it makes hydrogen peroxide in your blood system, which your body makes naturally.
Uh-huh.
So we're just helping your body optimally run.
Yeah, I know oxygen is the highest systemic antibiotic you can get. You know, when you raise the oxygen levels in your body, it takes care of most of the other problems, as well as most cancers are anaerobic and hate oxygen. So maybe we can have Dr. Navarro give us a little insight on that agenda or that front.
Diego, you want to talk to us about some what ozone therapy, the benefits of ozone therapy?
Yeah, well, the ozone, it's a gas that has one more atom of oxygen. And what it does, well, it has several effects on the body. You can use it for skin infections, even to systemical infections or systemical disease, or even to prevent and stimulate all your system. What it does in, well, say it like in a simple way, is that makes heart and control oxidation in some of your cells. So in this way, you stimulate your antioxidant system. So you can start to take all the free radicals from your system through the kidney, through the liver, and through all the other detox systems that you have already. So the ozone therapy has been used for a lot of years. They started even using it in the First World War for the bullets. Well, I don't know how to say it.
Wounds.
All the people that
they started using ozone therapy in the First World War to sterilize blood.
Okay.
And it's
for bullet wounds and shrapnel wounds and things.
Pardon me?
For bullet wounds and shrapnel wounds and things of that nature.
And to sterilize the blood for transfusions.
Okay.
They also use it for the wounds that you get from the war, because there is no effective antibiotics then. Mm-hmm. So they use it for sterilize all the wounds that you have from the war and from the bullets and from the knives, etc. So it has been used in Germany and Cuba and all other countries for more than 30 years, and it has a lot of research right now. It's effective in a lot of disease, but the best thing is that even if you are healthy, it improves your immune system and your detox system.
Mm-hmm. Now what about the cancer?
For you.
Cancer cells are. I know cancer cells are anaerobic, the majority of them, so increasing your blood oxygen would make an environment that wouldn't be hospitable, you know, to the cancer anymore.
Yeah, exactly, because part of the problem with cancer is the area around the tumor. It has low pH, so the ozone regulates this and start giving more oxygen to this area, so all the immune system can attack the cancer cells.
Mm-hmm. I know Otto Warburg back in, I think, the 20s or something like that, actually gave us a cure for cancer, and he said all you have to do is raise the body pH and increase the blood oxygen, and it creates an unsuitable environment for cancer, and it can't live in that environment, so it just backs out of the body.
Yeah, that's right. Even they have been scientific tests with chelation or also with ozone, and they see that in long term, the patients have less cancer than the regular population.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's so many different ways. The we've covered the ozone pretty much and the chelation, and we're getting into our next subject, which is one of my favorite, and is the stem cell therapy. You know,
there is different kinds from stem cells. The one that we use in our clinics are the ones that came from the placenta. So we make a study from healthy women that have their first pregnancy, and then a special laboratory takes that tissue to make all the tests to make it safe, and we put it with a small incision. So these stem cells have all the hormone-growing factors and a lot of hormones to stimulate different tissues and organs like brain, heart, the skin, kidney, and vessels.
And so they're kind of a shotgun approach, I guess. They would just go out and find wherever there's a problem and start working on it.
Yeah, exactly. When you put the implant, the immune system starts to recognize all these hormones and all these proteins, and wherever they need to go, they will go through the immune and the vessel system. Mm-hmm. So there is some specific stem cell treatments that they use, but the problem with this is they are more invasive. So you need a special hospital to do these treatments, and you need to be in perfect health or you need to be in better conditions to accept all the anesthetics and the surgery things that you need for mm-hmm. these kind of stem cells. So the ones that we use, it's a quickly procedure that is safe, and it goes direct to your whatever your body needed. I don't know if Chantal wanted to complete all this.
Yeah, the idea of doing the specific stem cell implants is very expensive, because if you want to have something specifically targeted, let's say you have Alzheimer's or you have Parkinson's, for example, they will go and take bone marrow and they'll isolate those cells, but it's a long process and it's very expensive because it's disease specific. In the mm-hmm. placenta stem cells that are used from the young woman at their first pregnancy, it's a general overall effect that is for this kind of therapy, it's fairly reasonable economically, and it's a fairly quick procedure. The stem cell tissue of the placenta doesn't have to be a match. It's like a universal organ, so you don't have any problems. We haven't seen any problems of tissue rejection, so they're safe in that respect, and they start working pretty quickly. If you have a placental stem cell for rejuvenation, for example, or whole body detoxification, if you're using it in conjunction with a specific detoxification problem, if you've got a specific disease, it helps stimulate in general, your whole body system, because you're putting in, you know, brand new cells that are going to the area that they're needed.
Mm-hmm.
And so in that respect, it goes pretty quickly, and it has a general overall effect. And a lot of people are really thinking about the longevity part of it. They're using these as a preventative measure and a rejuvenation. And in general, they're really great results in the rejuvenation area.
Mm-hmm. I think it's important to let people know that when we're talking about stem cells, we aren't talking about, you know, taking it from fetuses. You know, we're taking it from the placenta, which is pretty much discarded anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, these are placental stem cells. There should be no question about that. It has nothing to do with embryonic stem cells. And again, the other stem cells that they're using for disease-specific are generally taken from that particular person and isolated. It's taken them from their own bone marrow. That's not what this procedure is. It's a placenta mm-hmm. from a healthy young woman. And they follow them through their pregnancy, and they test these placenta cells before there's any implantation. They come from reputable laboratories in Europe and here in Mexico.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the next question I have, which is kind of an interesting one, is that, you know, two things. Basically, you know, if you're going to be accepting the cells of a young woman, you know, into your body, would that kind of change my masculine nature? And the other one is that the frequency of this of the cells itself. Let's say you're vibrating at a very high frequency and you do really intense spiritual practices and things like that. What would happen? Is there any side effect, you know, of taking in other cells from other bodies, like you know how when they do a heart transplant and all of a sudden somebody starts having cravings, you know, for French fries and all these other things they didn't have before, because the kid that died, that's all he did was eat at McDonald's and French fries. You know, that's kind of a shadow effect that happens.
Yeah, I think I saw that same movie, James.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll let Dr. Diego answer that question. Diego, are people receiving side effects from placental stem cell therapy?
None of them have any side effects. On the contrary, and the problem with the DNA, it doesn't happen because these cells are released the hormones that you need for your body to develop. So the reproduction from the cell is cell to cell. There is no combination from the DNA from one cell to another. And, well, you are talking about the problem with organ transplant. Well, mm-hmm. the cell from the placenta is just when the new person is formed. So it doesn't have any information or any troubles with the habits from the mm-hmm. baby, because it hasn't born it yet.
That's good to know.
It doesn't have any personality or any habits or bad habits that you wanted to take from other person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good to know. We were discussing that, and I said, you know, that's a good question. I've got to ask that one, and I knew you'd have an answer for that.
Wow, I love the signal.
Are you there? We might have lost one of our guests.
Well, I think I lost signal. James?
I can hear you. You're there. Hello?
Hello? Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, great. Well, yeah, while she gets that sorted out, we can continue with our conversation. And so I know you have the spa there in Sayulita. Do you have other meta spas or clinics?
Chantal, do you want to answer that?
Yeah. I think we lost Chantal for a minute.
Okay. So I will answer. We have the main clinic in Sayulita, but we also work with another clinic in Puerto Vallarta, and mm-hmm. I have my personal office in Guadalajara City. So we combine, depending on where the patient wanted to go to have their treatments. And sometimes we do the treatment between Puerto Vallarta, Sayulita, or just in Sailita, depending on each patient and what which disease they wanted to treat, because we take the person as itself in an holistic way, so everyone has different treatments depending on what they want and the conditions that they arrive to us. So we have several physicians and MDs working in Puerto Vallarta, and I'm the MD in charge for the clinic in Sailita. So actually all the arrangement for where the people are going to stay and the diet they're going to eat, all that management, Chantal do it.
Mm-hmm. So it's a combination I worked with a biophysicist for about 7 years, and I learned quite a lot from him. And what he always said was, food should be your medicine, and you should eat really close to nature and get away from any processed food. And certain foods, there's times not to eat them and times to eat them. And it was kind of amazing. And he has about 9 PhDs or something like that. I don't know. He's from Germany. But watching his, you know, what he was doing with very condensed formulas. Like he would take aloe vera, like 60 gallons, and condense it down to an ounce. And that's just one element. But he'd have all these elements in these formulas. And he would mix them up and along with oxygen. He actually crystallized oxygen and stabilized it. And as a powder, amazing stuff. And you take this and you can measure your blood oxygen, which would just peak, you know, as soon as you either drank the water or took the powder, either one. And unfortunately over here, he's no longer in business because of that. You know, it was working too well. So, you know, it might be a good idea to get some of his stuff down there to you, to Mexico, you know, to work with along with your other therapies.
Well, the idea that food is medicine is absolutely correct, because you know, if you're going to keep your body in stasis and in balance with the right amount of oxygen and no toxins, ideally, in your system, mm-hmm. Exercise and my mentor in Reno, Nevada, Dr. Frank Schellenberger, he calls ozone exercise in a bottle, because oxygenates your blood level. And you know, he's one of the few practitioners in the United States that does do ozone therapy. There are not very many of them, because it's not real popular with the FDA, mm-hmm. for sure.
Well, I've actually watched videos of people using ozone therapy and dissolving tumors like right on the spot. You know, it's amazing, you know, how fast it works and how efficient it is. And you know, it's crazy that it's not being used.
Well, I think you're going to see more and more of it, because people are more open to the idea that there's another alternative to allopathic medicine, which is not really working. You know, the epidemic stages of cancer and heart disease in the United States is pretty unbelievable. I mean, and it's not that it doesn't happen in other countries. You know, look around the world, they're able to use different therapies, their diets are different, in the water, and medical treatments they're actually very economical and in a lot of places free. So, you know, for us here, is medical available. Just have to wait 6 months to go see your doctor. You can walk in pretty much anywhere to a doctor's office and get good treatment. Lots of people in this area here do they're promoting a lot of medical tourism, and there are lots of people here from the United States that. Mm-hmm. That are not readily available out there, or they're costly.
Yeah, we're losing Chantal. We're losing you. You're coming out really garbled. I might want to check your signal. I don't know what's happening on that. But we can get back to the doctor to talk about some of the. Is there a way you can talk about some of the kind of case histories you've dealt with and some of the benefits that you've observed by people going through the chelation and the CO3 or even the stem cell therapy?
Yeah, can you hear me, Jane?
Yes, I can hear you fine.
Yes, okay. Well, we have different treatments, and we prefer to do like three-step treatments. On the first one, we make detox.
Looks like we're losing. Hello? We lost them. Hopefully we can get them back here soon. But
can you hear me?
Okay, yeah, I've got you. You're still breaking up pretty bad. It looks like we lost the doctor.
Okay. Yeah, he's on his phone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and you're coming in really garbled. I don't know why.
All right. Let me hang up and have him call me back. Okay.
Yeah, why don't we try that? Hopefully Seth can call you back. Get a better connection. We are talking to Mexico, and between here and Mexico, it's tough to hold a line together. That's been pretty much the common case. But I was in Sayulita, and I've been to the spa and checked it out. My mother went through the whole program and got chelation and the ozone and the stem cell therapy. And so I've seen some pretty amazing results coming out of this therapy in this spa. So, you know, I can't recommend it enough. And from all my studies, you know, the years I've been researching and studying this, and I'm the first one to say I'm not a doctor, I'm more of a researcher, but I have seen you cannot beat oxygen and raising the body pH and getting the toxins out of your system. There's nothing that can beat that as far as bringing your body back to health and well-being. And I know it also affects your consciousness when your body's sick and ill and you're not feeling good. You know, a lot of people are into the spiritual practices. That is going to distract you. Pain distracts you from your growth, from your other process. So it is very important to take care of your physical body, keep your body in really good shape, you know, especially in the days to come, because we're going to have a lot of challenges and we need to be as healthy as possible, you know, because we are being inundated with chemtrails right now, more than I've ever seen. You know, we have toxins on every level. You've got aspartame, you've got corn syrup and everything you can see that shuts down your thyroid. You've got all these different things in the water, fluoride that we were talking about and everything else. So it's real important to get these toxins out of your system, which kicks, you know, your other systems on. Even the fluoride affects your pineal gland. So when you get that off your pineal gland, you start being able to see the other planes and dimensions. I think we've got somebody back on the line.
You have me back on the line. Can you hear
okay.
me?
Yeah, I think we lost the doctor.
We're having a hard time finding him. When it was so garbled, I was talking to you about the idea of being able to get into a doctor and do these treatments without too much of a lead time. We do have people that come down with a specific need. They'll call and say, hi, we have this disease or that disease. Can we come in and do a course with you for a week or two or three or four? And so we designed something for you personally so you can actually stay in Vallarta, which is beautiful. The beach is really close. We've got quite a few doctors that are part of our group that each have their own specialty. Mm-hmm. So they can come down here. They can do a eco kind of tourism, medical tourism, where they can actually vacation while they're doing their medical process. Mm-hmm. And it's safe. The medical care in this area is high standard. There are a lot of Americans and Canadians that come here just for these procedures because it is so much more economical. user-friendly.
Yeah. You know, I go down there for my dentistry, and Dr. Pinalva down there in the marina, amazing guy. You know, he's trained USC. I think he was trained. And he has better equipment than my dentist here, you know, and does an incredible job at much less, costs much less. So I always go down there and get all my dental stuff. And now I'm getting to the point where I probably need to start cleaning out my system a little more because of all the chemtrails we've been exposed to. And now with the uranium xenon and iodine and, you know, radioactive iodine and xenon and uranium and plutonium and everything else that seems to be coming down the skies. I know one of the things in the chemtrails is strontium. And, you know, strontium is also a radioactive material. And some of these other materials, when they decompose or whatever, they actually turn into barium and some of these other objects that they're spraying in the chemtrails. So, you know, I can't stress enough how important it is to get these things out of your system. And I always say, better yet, you know, go after the guys that are putting them in your system. You know, we need to get people to wake up and start putting pressure on the people that are actually doing this and involved in this. So, you know,
If they'll step up to the plate and actually acknowledging that they're putting that stuff in the air, and we don't see chemtrails down here. I mean, we haven't seen them to this point. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but I'm happy they're not here. Mm-hmm. And you were talking about Fernando Pinalva in Vallarta. There are a lot of American doctors that have moved here. There's a medical group in Puerto Vallarta that are doctors from Scottsdale, Arizona, that have opened their own hospital here. So there are first-class facilities here with American doctors. Everybody speaks English. It's safe. These are guys that are from very highly reputable medical schools in the United States that have open practices here because we don't have the problem with the huge insurance loads for the doctors. And these doctors have a lot more latitude because they're not dependent on handouts from the FDA and the drug companies to subsidize them. So there's a big difference there, and these American doctors wouldn't be opening businesses here if it wasn't safe down here. So the idea that Americans can come here and feel safe and speak to people in their own language makes them feel very comfortable, James. And a lot of people say, well, you know, would you encourage your own family members to have this kind of therapy? And just about everybody in my own personal family has had one or more of these kinds of therapies. And I ask the people that come through here, would you recommend these kind of therapies for your loved ones? And resoundingly, the answer is yes. And so if you had the choice to make with a family member of yours, would you go allopathic or would you send them to alternative? I don't know. What would your answer be?
Well, I've always been a very strong fan of alternative healing just because that's where my research has taken me, is that most of the allopathic medicine is just a mask. You know, it's symptom relief, and it gets people hooked on these drugs, and it's a business. It's a big business, and there's a lot more emphasis on cashing in than there is on healing, which is very sad. And they don't use a lot of very safe, inexpensive methods that are proven to work, that are very effective. And that's my understanding with it. I mean, I've watched loved ones go through that system and just basically go through the slow death and then be terminated, you know, by some, you know, heroin or whatever drugs they give you, you know, towards the end. Morphine, not heroin, but you know, and those drugs, basically, they cut off your body. Like, sometimes pain is your best friend because pain is telling your brain where to send the healing, you know, enzymes and the endorphins and all the other things. It's telling your brain what to do. And all the, a lot of these other drugs actually cut off the communication between, you know, the problem and the brain, which is actually, you know, we really heal ourselves ultimately. And so what you're doing there is that you're doing a very safe and natural thing that actually gives the body everything it needs to heal itself. And, you know, it's like when you cut your finger and you put a Band-Aid on it, does the Band-Aid heal your finger? No. You know, if you put a little Bactine on it, does Bactine heal your finger? No. You heal. You know,
that's
your body
absolutely correct.
And heals it.
And the other thing that we didn't speak about while we were doing this as part of the holistic cleansing plan that we, with the EDTA and the chelation mm-hmm. and the ozone and so on, we highly recommend as part of this process with whatever's going on with you is that you clean your body with colonics. You make sure that your diet is as good as you can get it. Mm-hmm. And you do spiritual work. I mean, it's a holistic approach, and we ask you as part of your healing process to consider all the possibilities. I mean, there's a lot out there that doesn't include being hooked up to heavy-duty pain meds, you know, and you're right. The body's telling you when it's in pain, there's a problem there, and you don't mask those problems. We like to find the root of the problem and not cover it up. Mm-hmm. And saying that, you know, getting yourself clean and maintaining this homeostasis is the thrust of what we're doing here. So we would love to see you back in Sayulita.
Yeah, I had a good time. You know, that's one of the things here is that, you know, I've always felt, you know, you have to take a holistic approach to healing. You have to do body, mind, and spirit. And we can't ignore one and think the other one's, you know, going to take care of it. It just doesn't work that way. And we do a lot of intense spiritual practices, a lot of emotional process-oriented work. And, you know, we clear things up on every level on that end of it. But the physical, you know, although we do live very close to the ground, grow our own food and raise some very highly energized food and things of that nature, the medical end of it, where, you know, people that are suffering from various diseases and things like that, we can't address. We don't have the funding or the facilities. And if we did address them in the way that I would like to, I would probably be behind bars, you know, so...
I agree with that.
And so basically, you know, because I know the things that work and you know, all I can do is say, this is what I did, you know, and people do it and then it happens, but I can't prescribe anything or act as a doctor in any way whatsoever. But, you know, basically what I'm seeing is that what you do there is a missing element in the work that we do. And so, and that's why I felt so drawn to connecting and working together. And, you know, people come to me that need chelation or they need stem cell therapy or things of that nature. I have a place I can send them to so we can create more of a holistic approach here at the ranch.
Yeah. And we really appreciate the fact that you're working on this really high spiritual level because along with the physical part of it, it works hand in hand. You know, I'm just finishing up a really awesome book by Bruce Lipton, and you are what you think. You know, you uh-huh. can change your physical body with the thoughts that you put out. But we get people that are so toxic, they need a jump start, so we can help them do that, and let this body heal itself. But sometimes you get to the point where you really do need some help, and you're not going to get it over the counter, you know.
And a lot of people have been helped along on a very high level to get to where they are, you know, just mm-hmm. by the toxins in the air and the food and the water and everything else. So, you know, why not reverse that, you know, and give them a second chance?
Absolutely. You know, it's a really nice environment. It's, you know, it's a couple of hours to get here from Los Angeles. And, you know, the weather's always great. There's blue skies and great surfing and really wonderful people. You know, our area is safe. We don't have, you know, I see some of the things on the American news. I'm not sure if over on the other side of the country with the problems that they're having, why there's such a outcry. But we don't see any of those problems here. It's really quiet. Mm-hmm. It's tranquil, and it's pretty close to nature where we are.
Oh yeah, you know, I've always felt safe coming down there, and I'll take off by myself and go for walks through the jungles everywhere, and you know, down the beaches at night. I have never had a problem there, and I know but everybody goes, ooh, you're scary. You know, you better not go there. There's drug wars. I didn't see any drug wars. I didn't see anything. I think the worst thing I saw was a kid on the street that asked me if I wanted to buy some pot. I mean, that was about this. That was about as dangerous as it got. You know, I've been down there every year for a few years and spend 2-3 weeks down there. Never had a problem. And I actually feel safer there than I do in my own country right now.
Yeah, I hear a lot of that from the Americans that come down and visit us, you know, because it's so laid back and... you know, we don't have a huge police presence here. People don't really lock their doors. It just, it's a totally non-fear atmosphere. We don't have that programming where we're hearing all this really bad news all the time. So it's a different feeling. I've lived in this particular area for more than 25 years, and... you know, we've seen a few changes, but nothing real drastic, nothing real violent here. It just doesn't happen. So we invite you to come back, and we're always happy to see you in the water when you're here.
Yeah, I'll definitely be back down there. Now, what's the best way for people to get in contact with you that do want to... I know we have up on our website, we have the way to connect, but also we should give it on the air.
Yeah, we're on your website. You just have to go to Mariposa MediSpa. We're on your website, and we're also MariposaMediSpa.com. I mean, that's how you can find us. There's numbers available for myself and Dr. Navarro, Dr. Villanueva's communication numbers. We have other naturopaths that we work with. We have a certified stress management and intervention biofeedback lady. We have a wonderful massage therapist here. We have a wonderful somatic therapist here. We have yoga clinics here. There's a whole bunch of stuff that we've got that you can see on our website. So, you know, and everybody speaks English. Everybody's got ways to get hold of them.
I know my brother's down there too, and he's probably one of the best massage therapists on the planet. So,
well,
they should
he's absolutely
look him up
awesome, and we see him a lot. And we're happy to have him.
Great. Hey, well, unfortunately, we're out of time. So, again, I guess the Mariposa is it Medispa.com?
Yes, MariposaMedispa.com
is the best way they can get a hold of you, and all the information's there.
Yeah, that's us. So, and again, James, thank you so much. It's really nice talking to you, and I'm looking forward to seeing you back here again soon.
Yeah, great. Me too. I can't wait to get back down there again. So,
okay.
But anyway, well, thanks for coming on the show, and give Dr. Navarro a big hug from us, and thank him for his time, you know, helping to explain this, and we'll get back to you.
Thanks so much for having us, James. It's a thrill talking to you again. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Take care.
Uh-huh.
Well, we're out of time, folks, unfortunately. This is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio signing off. And have a great evening, and check out Mariposa MediSpa. They're doing some amazing things there. Anyway, have a great evening. Good night.